Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
We're also brought to you by Huntstock Midwest, an exciting new hunting festival coming to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin at the Dodge County Fairgrounds, July 17th through the 19th. It feels less like a trade show, more like a deer camp. HuntstockEvents.com is their website. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and Waupaca, the highest-rated hearing health care clinic in Wisconsin, profhearingcare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, we'll find out what's happening at the Range of Richfield in July, look at several classic musky baits, and get some advice on summer battery maintenance. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham. 800-800-5678 or visit hupe.com. All 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. My partner Jeff Kelm is at Lake Cumberland in Kentucky this week. He's running the high school bass fishing world finals and national championship, so he's kind of busy. We'll get his report on that next week. Hey, have you seen any wild turkey broods yet? They should be showing up soon in fields and along roadsides. I haven't seen any yet, so keep your eyes open. You know, there are two types of lake trout in Lake Superior, the so-called lean lake trout and fat or siskoet trout. The siskoet trout inhabit deeper water, and they've got a much higher fat content. That's why they call them fat lakers. Lately, though, something is causing the fat siskoet trout to lose weight and become skinny. Some of them are almost skeletal in appearance, earning them the nickname zombie lake trout. And folks in Michigan are studying them to try to find out what's going on. We'll report on that when we learn more. Our giveaway this week is a 3-day pass to Huntstock Midwest. And if you haven't heard about it, it's coming to Dodge County Fairgrounds, July 17th through the 19th. That's very soon. And this is the first year for Wisconsin's Huntstock. And it'll be an event like nothing you've ever attended, unless, of course, you went to the original Woodstock back in 1969. And I have some friends who were there, by the way. They're giving away more than $40,000 in door prizes at Huntstock. I'll be there all weekend. I'll present a seminar on hunting with air guns all 3 days. And they've got live music and wild game food in addition to the vendors and seminars. The 3-day pass we're giving away is an $80 value, and it includes 3 door prize tickets to win some of those $40,000 worth of prizes. And we'll have one winner each week, so to enter this drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number and mention the Huntstock giveaway. Coming up, Jim Bobiash reports on July classes and events at the Range of Richfield. Chris Slusar looks at some classic Wisconsin musky baits. And Remy Battery President Mike Miller offers advice for summer battery maintenance. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
There are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish. And nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species. Filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points all before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. They're located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 split, and on the web at therangewi.com. And joining us now for our monthly chat about what's going on at the Range of Richfield is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiash. Jim, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hi, Dan. Happy summer to you.
Yeah, it is summer, isn't it?
Well, it's been so crazy. Some days it's cool, some days it's hot, and a lot of rain.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had enough of that for a while, but we needed it. You know, everything's growing. So how was June?
Oh, June was fantastic. On Father's Day, we had a huge turnout. Lots of dads with their kids having a great time. Our regular traffic remains steady also, and we are seeing a lot of folks taking advantage of our super summer specials. And they are, on Tuesday, you get one free target. On Wednesdays, all lanes are just $10. On Thursday, we get free gun rental, and Friday, all lanes are $15. But also this year, we have something new. We've got on Thursday, Trigger Finger Thursdays. Now, what does that mean? That is the day that you can bring in your FRTs, force reset triggers, and use them here at the range. Now, FRT is actually a rifle that has been changed with the trigger, and what it does, it allows you to shoot out bursts. So you pull the trigger just once, and it'll go 3 to 4 or 5 times burst, and then it'll do it again. It's all legal. People really enjoy it. It's kind of nice. It's almost like having a fully automatic,
wow.
But it's not.
It's a good way to burn ammo, huh?
Oh, yeah. It does not take long at all. That's the one problem that people are having now, is that they burn through ammo like it's water. In addition to the FRTs, now on Thursdays, you can actually shoot your fully automatic rifles.
Oh.
All right? And that's something we haven't had before, but we've decided to give it a chance because there's several other ranges around here that are doing that also. It's only can do it on a Thursday, but come on in. We always have room for you, and take advantage of these summer deals.
Okay. Wow. you've got some great news, I understand.
Yeah, we have a great selection of guns. We are seeing a steady stream of Hellcats, Easies, Glocks, Canics, ARs, and even more showing up on our docks. Our gun case hasn't looked this good in a long time. This is a great time to buy your next firearm before the Second Amendment rights maybe disappear. We don't know.
All right. Well, how about classes? What do you got going on this summer?
Actually, summer's kind of quiet because most people are on vacation. So we do have one concealed carry class that's going to be on Sunday, July 19th, and one on August 16th. The rest of the classes we kind of just put on hold because there's just not enough people to take them. We will be ramping them up, the classes, for fall. And we've got some great, great instructors here that are highly skilled and can help you, no matter if you're a beginner or an expert. They have the ability to take the knowledge out of their head and pass it on to you. So those private lessons are available during the summer. And again, we'll have a full lineup of our regular classes starting in probably September.
Okay. Well, it's July very soon, but you celebrate Christmas in July. What's that all about?
Well, we are celebrating Christmas in July. Matter of fact, we weren't sure if we'd call it Christmas in July or Happy Birthday America 250 in July. Maybe a combination of each. So what we've done is we've set up a bunch of tables and racks with all sorts of deals and steals. We are offering camel clothing, Browning clothing, swimwear, jewelry, household items. Also 25% off all range gear, belts, concealed carry purses, and mags. And if you buy a new firearm, we'll give you 10% off. Any pre-owned gun, you get an hour of free shooting. These are some pretty good prices. Come on in and check them out. They're good.
All right, cool. How about safes?
Safes have been going along fine. We have probably 10 or 15 on the floor, and I've probably got at least that many in the warehouse. Now, I don't have every single safe that Liberty makes, but I've got enough safes that you can get a pretty good idea of what you may be looking for. And then we can always order one for you. And it takes 45 to 60 days to get one in, but then you get the one that you exactly want. So just come on in. I'm happy to talk to people, make sure that the safe's going to fit in the house and go in the house where you want it to go. We have sometimes issues with stairs. We've kind of figured that out. So I've got like 6 years of experience now, and I'm happy to share that. I always tell people I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm trying to educate you because it's probably the one and only safe you're going to buy in your lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah, I would hope. Yeah, it should last a while. Yeah. How about consignment guns?
Consignment program is going strong. If you know someone that has too many guns or just isn't using them or trying to liquidate an estate, come and see us. We've had tremendous success selling these guns on GunBroker and also in the store. A couple of weeks ago, we had a guy come in here with 26 rifles. Oh. I mean, and they were pristine. There wasn't a mark on them. One of the folks in their family passed away, and some of these guns have never been shot.
Oh, my.
I know. So they're spectacular, and those are kind of flying off the shelf right now, but there's still a few good ones left. So, again, if you're interested in them, take a look at our website or go to gunbroker.com.
Okay. And you've got a gunsmith working at the range, too.
Yes, we do. We have a very talented, knowledgeable gunsmith here at the range. If you have issues, Eli has solutions. The guy is great. And it's bringing in a whole bunch of new folks to have them work on their guns. And, you know, and it's not that they're broken, but, you know, they want to upfeed them a little bit. They want to make them shoot a little quicker. And he has the ability to do that. So we're really pleased to have him.
Nice. Well, before we let you go, your summer hours?
Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursday evenings, we close at 7 rather than at 8. The hours on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday have not changed. They are still the same.
Okay. And, of course, you're closed over the 4th, right?
Yes. Actually, we're going to close on the 4th and the 5th to celebrate America's 250th birthday.
Very good. And folks don't need to be in the market for a gun or interested in shooting. If they just have questions or want to talk about guns, you're available.
Absolutely. And we got some folks here that really know their guns. And now with these pre-owned guns that we have, there's really a nice display, and it keeps turning over. So we have people that come in here now at least once a week, sometimes more than that, just to see what's new. So come on in. You don't have to buy anything. We're happy to show you some great guns, and you can make your decision when you want to.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks so much, as always, and I hope you have a great July, and we'll talk to you again in a month.
For sure, Dan. I can't wait. I always enjoy this. Thanks.
You're quite welcome. Jim Bobbyash is the president of the Range of Richfield. They're located on Helson Drive, just north of the Cabela's store in Richfield. and that's where Highways 41 and 45 divide. You can also find them on the web at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Remy Battery has been family-owned and operated since 1931, and they have four locations in Milwaukee. You'll find them in 43rd and Lincoln, on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, and you'll also find them in Escanaba and Houghton in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Their website is remybattery.com, and on that homepage, you'll find links to all of their social media accounts. Well, joining us now to catch up on what we should be thinking about as far as batteries go this time of year is Remy President Mike Miller. Mike, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hey, Dan, it's great talking to you again. And I got to tell you, I remember seeing you when I was a kid walking around the sports show. I remember watching you on public television, and I catch your radio show whenever I can. And out of curiosity, how many years have you been at it?
Well, we started Outdoor Wisconsin in 1984, and I started the radio show in 2006. So 40-plus years on TV and 21 now on radio.
Well, we got to beat by just a little bit. We're celebrating our 95th year this year, and we're really proud to be not only celebrating 95 years, but coming up to 250th celebration of the United States as well, Declaration of Independence. So a lot to celebrate there and a lot of history there.
Yeah, for sure. Now, there are not many family-owned companies that have been around for almost 100 years now, let alone, you know, 20 or 30. They don't last that long. How have you guys done it? What's the secret to your success?
Well, a lot of grit and determination, and obviously, you know, you look up the statistics on family-owned businesses that go two, not to mention three generations, but we're also working on a fourth generation, and it's just a good, tight family dynamic and good communication, and basically being able to define and work with those individuals within the family, as well as having good outside help. You know, not only our employees are very valuable to us, we see them as part of our family, but our suppliers, our customers, we value all of them.
Yeah, well, you're doing something right for sure. Now, most of the time when we think about battery trouble, most people think about winter because, you know, your car won't start in the winter. It's probably the battery, but summer can be tough on batteries too, right?
Oh, you know, and it's the summer heat that really knocks out the batteries. When you do a 1-2 punch, you know, that first punch with a really hot, hot summer followed up by a cold winter, that really does a number on them. And we had some cold snaps this past winter. Summer's just starting out, and if we see some good high 90s to low 100s, that's going to do some significant damage to the batteries. And not to mention, you know, vehicles run a little bit hotter now with their lower profiles, especially under hood temperatures. And we see almost as much business in hot summers as we do cold winters, because if we don't see them in the summer, we'll end up seeing them at that first cold snap in the late fall, early winter. It's always good to have that battery tested under your hood before you go on that long trip, just to make sure you don't get stuck someplace.
Yeah, for sure. Well, how does hot weather impact battery life? What's it do?
Well, basically, Dan, what it does is the heat basically starts breaking down some of the internal components on the battery. It causes the active material on the plates, which generates the energy, to shed and fall apart. Battery manufacturers have done a good job to minimize that over the years with some of the technologies. Envelope separating was a big one that came on that helped increase battery life. In addition to that, absorbed glass mat batteries have really helped prolong battery life. But what we're seeing now in today's vehicles is the start-stop technology. It's a fuel savings technology where you come up to a stop sign or a stoplight, or if you're in traffic, that's stop and go.
your engine will physically shut off in order to save fuel. But then your electrical accessories, your creature comforts continue to run, whether that's heat in the winter and your radio and your lights or air conditioning in the summer. Those continue to run. So those are running off the battery while the vehicle is stopped, and that's running the battery down a little bit. But in addition to that, you're exercising that battery. You're making that battery work significantly harder. Before stop-start vehicles, you know, you'd start your vehicle maybe a half a dozen times in a day, you know, once in the morning to go to work, once maybe to go out to lunch, and another time to come back to work, and another time to go home, and another time to go to the grocery store or run errands. But today, it could be hundreds of times, especially if you're in the city with a start-stop vehicle. Anytime you hit a stop sign or a stoplight, like I said, or in traffic that is stop and go, that battery may be turning that starter and starting your engine hundreds of times a day, possibly.
Wow. Well, what about our batteries in things like recreational vehicles, UTVs, ATVs, or our boats? They all have batteries.
You know, Dan, I'm a big proponent of the battery maintainers. You and I have talked about that a lot of times. And the best way to make sure that those seasonal vehicles' batteries stay in a full state of charge and stay fresh for you to really take out and enjoy when you want to enjoy them is by using a battery maintainer. Short of that, we recommend that you take the battery out of the seasonal vehicle, whether it's a boat or ATV or snowmobile or whatever the case is, and store it in a cool, dry place and just give it a freshening charge about once a month to once every other month, just to keep that battery up to a full state of charge and ready to go for when you want to put it back in the vehicle and take it out and enjoy it. With the 4th of July just around the corner, Dan, your listeners should check those batteries so they don't get stuck at the boat launch or at the trailhead or anything else like that. And if they have a concern on the state of their battery, they can bring it into any one of our locations. We're happy to test it out for free for them.
Oh, very good. Well, Mike, I understand you're running for state senate this year. Tell us about your district and your message to voters.
Oh, Dan, thanks. You know, I am running for state senate in the 7th state senate district, and the 7th state senate district extends from Oak Creek to South Milwaukee, Cudahy, St. Francis, and then into Milwaukee, basically narrowing through downtown east of the river and then up including University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. So basically almost the entire Lake Michigan shoreline of Milwaukee County. It's a rather large district. I'm getting out there trying to meet and greet people. One of my campaign positions is tourism. You know, this is a big tourism area, and people don't think about it until this time of year. If you think about all the festivals that go on downtown, but not only that, just the people coming and using the lakeshore itself from the entire county of Milwaukee on the south side to the north side. There's a lot of access to public waters and whether it's the rivers or the lakefront itself, Lake Michigan's lakefront itself.
Yeah, we've got yacht clubs up and down the shoreline there and boat launches. McKinley Marina is a very popular one, and there are others.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the city of Oak Creek and Milwaukee County Park System just rededicated the boat launch at Bender Park in Oak Creek. That's a very popular boat launch for sportsmen. They're going out fishing for the day. Yeah, there's plenty of public access up and down the shoreline to the waters for launching your boat, getting out on day, or if it's a marina, having your boat out on the water, especially for sports fishermen. And don't forget about the tributaries, too. There's a lot of rivers that exit into Lake Michigan, and, you know, the county parks and the state have really worked hard at improving those to make sure that they are good for sportsmen.
And for folks who might want to learn more about your campaign, do you have a website?
Yeah, absolutely. It's MikeMiller.vote. So that's MikeMoeller.vote, V-O-T-E. They can look at my other issues there. I've got links to my social media there as well. Also a contact page. If you have specific questions, feel free to email me through the website and I'll be happy to get back to you and answer your questions.
All right. Well, Mike, I know we've got a lot of listeners in your Senate district there, the district you're running for, so I'm sure there'll be some folks interested in learning more. Well, we got to let you go here, so we will catch up with you again before fall, I'm sure, but I appreciate you sharing this information and tipping us off to things that we should be aware of, but maybe slip by, and we don't want to be surprised by a dead battery for sure. So thanks so much, Mike.
Dan, always good talking to you, and you have a nice weekend.
Thank you. Mike Miller is the president of Remy Battery, and their website is remybattery.com, remybattery.com. They've got offices in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton, Michigan, and you'll find everything, including links to their social media, on their website, remybattery.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Your land is your legacy. But keeping it healthy and thriving means caring for it now and in the future. The Family Forest Carbon Program can help you do right by your land with guaranteed income, help developing a forest management plan, and advice from experts. If you own 30 acres or more of forest land, you may be eligible to enroll in the Family Forest Carbon Program. Visit familyforestcarbon.org and enroll today.
Your hunt starts with healthy wetlands and the habitats that support them. From the Alaskan wilderness to the Atlantic Flyway, across America's Great Plains and down the Mississippi Delta, Ducks Unlimited has protected and restored habitat for nearly 90 years. We need your help to reach our next million-acre milestone and ensure waterfowl for generations to come. Whether you're selling tickets, securing donations, or finding that next sponsor, there's a role for everyone. Join today at ducks.org/volunteer. Ducks Unlimited. Conservation for a continent.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. With a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Get outside and let us be your guide. Lawrence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for a safe Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 miles of wooded ATV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, 7 wild river waterfalls to hike to, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to the ExploreFlorenceCounty.com lodging, dining, and recreation tabs to plan your trip.
The Woodstock for Hunters Hunt Stock is coming to Wisconsin to the Dodge County Fairgrounds in Beaver Dam, July 17th through the 19th. Hunt Stock is bringing energy, excitement, and attendee experience back to sportsman shows. Legendary seminar lineups and meet and greets from the hunting public. Lanny Benoit, Dan Infall, Barry Wenzel, John Eberhardt, Billy Moles, Jared Scheffler, and Dan Small. $40,000 in giveaways, including bows, guns, optics, hunting trips, stands, saddles, and more. You won't find window salesmen here, just hunting exhibitors like Vortex, Sig Sauer, and Tacticam, to name a few. Bring your bows for the 3D archery range and novelty shoots, and unwind with live music and after parties, and campsites available right there. Plan ahead and get your tickets online at huntstockevents.com. Use code radio at checkout to save 10%. Huntstock feels less like a trade show, more like a deer camp.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena, or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Recently, I spoke with lure collector and historian Chris Slusar about his new book, Early Wisconsin Fishing Lures, Hooks, and Harnesses, An Illustrated History of Wisconsin Fishing Lures and Their Makers. The book is available from Little Creek Press, and their website is littlecreekpress.com. And we ran out of time before we got into some of the specifics. So Chris is joining us again now. Chris, thanks so much for joining us again, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hi, Dan. Thanks so much for having me back. I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you and all your listeners.
Well, we had a good talk about how you came to write the book and your own interest in fishing tackle, and a little bit about Wisconsin's prominent place in the history of fishing and tackle, but we didn't have time to talk about some of those people and their products themselves. So let's dig into it. One name that jumped out at me, maybe because I knew him personally, is Bill Gauchy and the Billy Finn Bucktails. I knew Bill in his later years when he was involved with Bill Cullerton and was a prominent person at the Milwaukee Sports Show for years, and he actually gave me a handful of Billy Finn Bucktails, some of which I still have today, but I must say I use them. I haven't put them in a display case. So what's your take on Bill Gauchy and his role in Wisconsin lure history?
I'll tell you, Dan, I had the opportunity to get to know Bill pretty well, and like you, kind of later in life. Bill had a really deep background, not only here in the state, but in the fishing tackle industry, generally speaking. As you mentioned, he developed the Billy Finn Bucktail. He developed the lure in the late 40s and patented it in the early 50s. By the way, a unique bucktail in its design. He came up with it along with a fellow by the name of George Brandt, who was a guide in the Hayward area. The purpose of the lure was to cut down on some of the missed hook sets and help some of their novice fishermen better cast the lure. Bill took that experience and leveraged it into a career. He was eventually involved with many different tackle manufacturers, including the well-known Hedden brand. A really, really interesting guy with a deep history in the industry.
Yeah, you mentioned Hedden, and for most of us who know anything about where lures and tackle are made, we associate Hedden with Michigan, but there's a Wisconsin history there too, isn't there?
There sure is. Yeah, of course, Hedden has a very deep history in the fishing tackle world. They're looked at as one of the early originators of the casting minnow. The Hedden family actually had a vacation home in the Chautauqua area. They enjoyed the area so much, they started a manufacturing concern there, mostly intended to be a place where they would manufacture rods. But they did some lure manufacture and painting there as well. And this goes all the way back to about 1906, 1907. So we're talking well more than 100 years ago. But various concerns with resources and shortage of labor meant that manufacturing concern didn't last very long. And the Hedden family went back to Dowagiac, Michigan, and, of course, became one of the best-known lure and tackle manufacturers in the first part of the 20th century.
And a company that started here in Wisconsin and stayed in Wisconsin, of course, associated with Todd Sheldon and now Mike Sheldon, the Meps spinners that actually came over from France. Tell us about them.
Yeah, they're another very interesting Wisconsin company. Of course, the evolution of Meps, well, at least in this country, started around World War II or at the tail end of World War II. Some of the very earliest spinners were imported from France. Some very interesting stories there of how the company got going. And eventually, the Sheldon family wound up acquiring the manufacturing concern and not only imported spinner baits into the U.S., but began to manufacture them in the Anegal area. And they continue to be a prolific manufacturer of spinner baits. In fact, I'm struggling to think of a manufacturer that has put more lures on the market. They're well known for their literally millions of spinnerbaits.
And they still buy squirrel tails, and I have a bunch in my freezer that I keep meaning to package up and send to Anago. I would guess that there are some other listeners who hunt squirrels or pick up roadkill squirrels and do the very same thing. And they claim that squirrel tail hair has a unique property or several unique properties that make it ideal for the dressing on a spinner bait.
Yeah, I think the durability of the tail and the ability for that tail to adhere well to ties is part of the reason that they sought them out. And I know there may be some other reasons, buoyancy included, but yeah, they're well known for many years, decades, soliciting hunters and other fishermen for their squirrel tails. So yeah, get a hold of them if you've got, like Dan, you've got some extra squirrel tails in the freezer.
Yeah, there you go. And they'll trade them for baits too, which is probably a better deal.
Right.
One of my favorite musky baits is the very first topwater bait I ever used, and I caught muskies on it, the Mud Puppy, and that was made in central Wisconsin, not far from where you now live, by the Roberts Bait Company, right?
That's right. A fellow by the name of Constant Roberts, Con Roberts, developed the design for the Mud Puppy, and it's generally accepted to be the birthplace of the rotary tail bait. It preceded some of the other rotary tail lures that we know today, including the different versions of what, you know, generically many call the thumper style baits. The lure was designed by Con around 1918, 19 something like that, and was eventually patented in the 1920s. He continued to manufacture the pieces right until his death, at which time it was passed to the Reinschmidt family, who continued to manufacture the baits. In fact, I understand that the Reinschmidt family produces a limited number even today, but really a well-storied piece. And in my book, you'll find a very deep story about the Mud Puppy, lots of photographs, lots of information about identifying the very earliest pieces and those later pieces right into the 1960s.
Chris, the Mud Puppy influence is undeniable on all the baits that have followed. And there's another bait that is also remarkable in its influence and its longevity, and that's the Suic Musky Thriller.
Yeah, that's really an iconic Wisconsin musky lure. Frank Suic developed that lure right after World War II, and it took off very quickly. At least in the state of Wisconsin, I would say it's one of the most copied lures out there. Its design and the use of the lure just took off like a rocket in the late 40s and early 50s. And of course continues to have a wide market today. In fact, I was just out musky fishing last week and I had one in the water myself. A really iconic Wisconsin musky piece.
It certainly is. And I don't think there's a musky angler in the state who doesn't have at least one, if not five of them in his tackle box. Chris, we are running out of time again here. This is so fascinating. Your book is so rich. I'm going to have to ask you to come back one more time because I want to talk about some of the Native American influences on fishing lures and the Stevens Point area, which was kind of a hub of fly tying and fly fishing materials over the years. So would you join us one more time?
Absolutely, Dan. I look forward to it.
All right. Folks, I'm talking with Chris Slusar. He's the author of a book called Early Wisconsin Fishing Lures, Hooks and Harnesses, an illustrated history of Wisconsin fishing lures and their makers. You can get it online at littlecreekpress.com, and you can email Chris if you have questions. wisconsinlures@gmail.com is his email address. We'll have him back one more time yet to talk more about fishing lures in Wisconsin. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Get outside and let us be your guide. Lawrence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for a safe Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 miles of wooded ATV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, 7 wild river waterfalls to hike to, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to the ExploreFlorenceCounty.com lodging, dining, and recreation tabs to plan your trip.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. With a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. Cedar Lake Sales needs to make room for 2027 models. They're coming soon, so all Crestliner Hawk models are marked down. Plus, there are instant rebates on 2026 models ending June 29th, so that's coming up just a couple days from now. They also have a few 2025 fishing boat and pontoon models available. Those are clearance priced and ready to go. Stop in and check them out in person or get details online at cedarlakesales.com. We're also brought to you by HuntStock. It's an exciting new hunting festival coming to the Dodge County Fairgrounds July 17th through the 19th. I'll be there all weekend with Wisconsin Turkey Commander Lauren Voss, and I'll be doing seminars on hunting with air guns all 3 days. HuntStock feels less like a trade show, more like a deer camp. And we're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and Waupaca. ProfHearingCare.com. If Outdoor Wisconsin, our TV show, is not on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special is archived on YouTube at Deer Hunt Wisconsin. We often mention dates, websites, and phone numbers on the show, and if you missed them, you can catch them online at lake-link.com/radio, where you can also subscribe to our podcast or download shows going back a year or so. And our show is also available on other podcast platforms, including outdoornews.com/podcasts. On social media, find us at Hardwater Jeff and Dan Small Outdoors. The 16th annual Purple Marten Fest is this Saturday. That's today for most listeners. It starts at 9 a.m., runs to 3 p.m., and it'll be held at Marsh Haven Nature Center, and that's on Highway 49, just east of Waupun. This is a free family event open to the public, so come on out any time today. Demonstrations include banding young martens, wildlife exhibits, kids' activities, hiking trails. Vendors will be selling custom marten houses and much more. Details at wisconsinpurplemartens.org. The U.S. Forest Service has launched a new mobile app with information and the location of 165,000 miles of trails and 30,000 recreation sites to help you plan your next visit to national forest and grasslands across the country. You can download it free from the Apple or Google Play stores. The Wisconsin DNR is accepting applications through July 1st for a Learn to Hunt program at Sand Hill Wildlife Area. This is a deer hunt, and the workshop includes classroom instruction and outdoor training with a mentored hunt on thousands of acres of intensely managed wildlife habitat. The program is open to young hunters 12 to 15 and adults without prior experience of hunting deer with firearms. Workshops take place in August, and the hunt takes place November 7th and 8th. Details and applications are available on the DNR website. The keywords are Sandhill Deer Hunt. The DNR is also offering a number of other introductory programs this summer to teach novice shooters, hunters, and anglers the skills needed to enjoy these sports. These programs cover other hunting opportunities, like waterfowl and wing shooting, and sporting clays, including sporting clays and wing shooting for women. And there are several Learn to Fish programs as well. Details on the DNR website under Events Calendar. And if you're fishing Lake Winnebago this year, the DNR wants you to look out for round gobies. If you catch one or several, keep them, kill them, and send a photo to the DNR for verification. Gobies resemble two very common native sculpin species, but they are different and easily identifiable if you know what to look for. You'll find photos and instructions for reporting your catch on the DNR website. The keyword is G-O-B-Y, goby. Our giveaway this week is a 3-day pass to Huntstock Midwest. As we mentioned, it's coming to Dodge County Fairgrounds July 17th through the 19th, and they've got more than $40,000 in door prizes they're giving away. And I just learned the food vendors are serving things like alligator gumbo, pulled pork, wild boar, bison burgers, and more. I'll be there all weekend, and I'll be doing seminars on hunting with air guns all 3 days. The 3-day pass we're giving away is an $80 value, and we'll have one winner each week. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. We'll catch up with Jeff Kelm next week. Meanwhile, you get outside this weekend, and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio. Cries lover in the blue north wind. I'll be trolling home to you when my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy eye is just
too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be true.